You're listening to SBS News.
Measles has claimed the lives of 37 people in Europe in the first 6 months of 2018, and health authorities say it's likely that number will rise in the second half of the year. More than 41,000 people in Europe have been infected since January, nearly double last year's 24,000 cases. The year before that recorded only about 5,000 infections. Professor of Global Biosecurity at the University of New South Wales, Raina McIntyre, says the surge in infections is due to a drop in the number of people being vaccinated. She says a now retracted study from 1998 on the link between autism and vaccines is partly to blame for vaccination reluctance.
You need to go back to the whole debate about measles, mumps, rubella vaccine and autism, which was started by Andrew Wakefield in the 1990s. That did have sustained impacts on vaccination rates in the United Kingdom anyway, and probably elsewhere as well. But in other parts of Europe, particularly countries like Romania and in the Ukraine, Serbia, the vaccination rates have just been low.
Ukraine, Serbia and Georgia have some of the highest rates of measles outbreaks. The World Health Organization is calling on European countries to take action and to set a target to eradicate measles globally. Professor McIntyre doesn't believe that can be achieved unless current vaccination rates change significantly.
To eradicate measles, you have to have over 95% of people everywhere in the world immune to it. And there are just parts of the world with really low rates of vaccination, particularly in Europe, but also in Asia and some parts of Africa.
While Australia isn't facing a surge in measles cases, isolated breakouts do still occur. Australian Medical Association President Tony Bartone says measles cases contracted overseas and brought into Australia are the leading cause of spread here.
We need to be continually vigilant with measles cases, especially with the increasing globalisation of the spread of the problem. What we're seeing now is that people, especially both people arriving into Australia from other parts of the world that haven't got a strong immunisation schedule, or travellers from Australia who have had their vaccination levels particularly lowered through the passage of time, going to areas where measles is more endemic and then returning back into the population.
Measles is highly infectious and is spread by droplets in coughs and sneezes. While most people recover completely, Dr. Bartone says some cases can become quite serious, even deadly.
It can start like a bad cold or cough with sore, watery eyes, then you get a temperature, but then basically when the rash appears, that's when the possibility of other consequences, including ears and lungs with the chest infection or pneumonia, it can spread to the brain.
Raina McIntyre from the University of New South Wales says most of the time when people in Australia are not immunised against measles, it's due to ignorance rather than willful refusal of vaccination. She points to a large measles outbreak in 2012, which exposed a number of people in Western Sydney that weren't immunised, despite records indicating high vaccination rates in the area.
When you look at the immunisation coverage data from our childhood immunisation register, Western Sydney has really high rates of vaccination. So there's people that are unvaccinated in older age groups that are just not getting picked up.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.